Today's learning should be learning Nishos Chaim Luzim Shemshari Moshe when they know Rifka Bas Moshe Zeri Shor Nachman Moshe Vizchus for Shleim Chaim Moshe Shem Malkin and Bracha Basar Malkin and Pachitzu and Fegel Nida and Hizchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. And we are in the middle of Reish Pei Dalet. Reish Pei Dalet, Simon Reish Pei Dalet. We are up to Sif Pei, continuing on in the Haftarah. Says the Mechaber, Im Nishtatek HaMafter Be'emtz Haftarah. In the middle of the Haftarah, the person reading the Mafta, he loses his voice, he can't talk, he faints, or whatever it is, he can't finish. So somebody's going to step up and take over for him. The guy who's taken over cannot start from where the guy got to. You got to go back to the beginning, the same thing like we have in a Sefer Torah. If somebody, for whatever reason, in the middle of an aliyah, the Malkaira is laning, and he cannot continue, right? Somebody else has to start over from the beginning of that aliyah. Says the Mishabur, come over safe there. In your bracha from there, what about the brachas, right? So somebody's in the middle of laning the Haftarah, he made the brachas, he started Haftarah and he can't finish. Now, somebody takes him over. Do you redo the brachas or not? Yesh deyes beresh simen kuf mem, ayin shamatam. We learned this when we're doing Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And there's a machloikus over there. Some say you do make the bracha, some say no. The person who's coming to take over already heard the first bracha, and he was yaitzu with the first bracha. Others say no, since the bracha could only be made by the guy laning, so therefore, you have to make a new bracha. So it's a machloikus over there. The same machloikus over there is the machloikus over here. The suffix brachas lachol, that since it's a machloikus. So we have two sheets. There's one sheet that says you do make a bracha, one sheet says you don't make a bracha. So we don't know who's right. According to the sheet, you don't make another bracha, it would be a bracha levatala. Suffix brachas lachol. You want to see more about this, go look back there in the Bi'er Halacha. Ba'ayin sham b'sif aleph ba'aga, da'afila b'makam shal shliach tziba kair b'seifa Torah. That the guy laning there it's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. The guy laning the Kriyas HaTorah is not the guy who had the Aliyah. Gamken Adin Tzarech LaHasim Makosh Hiskol Rishim Hu Adin Kan. That if the guy who had the brachas can't finish, or the guy he has to relane from the beginning of Aliyah for the replacement person. Okay, says the Rama. Ushnayim lo yoyim raftayr bepamachas. Two people should not say the raftayr at the same time. The trei kali loy mishtami. We always have this policy that you cannot hear two kailas at one time. A person cannot hear two kailas at one time. So this is important to break it down a little bit. Ushnayim gam lo yin nikra raftayr ayidei shnayim. You not only shouldn't two people at the same time, you shouldn't read the raftayr with two people. The hainu she'echad yikra pasig echad v'sheni shaisig atchum sayim apasig v'achkach kaira sheni pasig achas. You want to do a duet. One guy says one pasuk, the next guy says the next pasuk. One guy says one pasuk, next guy says another pasuk. You can't do that. Ki amafter shekara b'torah tzarech sheyikra hu levat kol haftarah. It's all connected to the person who had the mafter. You can't have it broken up in other people. Okay, lo yomru. So we said that the haftarah, two people should not say it. But I am going to run the dafka b'koyram loud. Al v'alachesh mutalaymer. You are allowed to quietly say along the haftarah with the guy who's reading the haftarah. You're not going to disturb the next guy, and you shouldn't be able to hear. So the problem is, if me and David are both reading the Torah out loud, and Yaakov's trying to listen to it, you can't hear it. But if David's reading it out loud, and I'm reading it quietly to myself, that doesn't disturb him, so he's able, he'll do it. The Gam, he says, not only that. The appropriate thing is, you should actually be reading along the Torah with the person reading the Haftarah quietly. V'ayim b'prima gadol the mashma the yira likreis milo b'milo. You should say every word. Im ashliach tzibah k'dei she'yitzayas l'kairah. He says, and this is not only by mafter, but really by the laning, that in order that you should make sure that you actually follow along with the balkairah, you should read along with the Balkaira. This way you'll actually concentrate, right? So since I'm saying every word together with the Haftarah, I won't space out. If I'm not saying along every word with the Balkaira, I'll end up losing my concentration. I won't hear half of it. But if I say it along with the Balkaira, then I'll be able to hear it. See what I say in the name of the Shar Hafraim. Now, what he writes over here in the name of the Shar Hafraim, I'm going to read it to you. because it's important. The person who has the maftah, he should say the Torah. Our case about Torah, some cases the person who got it. That everybody should say it along with him. And everybody in our minig, in our city, has this minig that everybody says it along and they say it loud. Okay, you can't hear anything. Says the Shaar Ephraim, this is a chesaron yediyah. People don't know the halacha. But you should be mevatel the minig. Now, before we, this is the Shaar Ephraim's opinion, so certainly I'm not going to argue. With the fire and fire. First, let's finish. The guy should read it out loud. Just like the reading in the Sefer Torah. Everybody should say it along quietly. So that's what the Shaar Ephraim says to do. And he says the place of the minhag that everybody says it out loud is a chesaron yediyah, is a mistake. However, there are those who write and they give explanations why. Obviously, there are places that the minhag was for minhag for many, many years, for hundreds of years, that everybody said the Haftarah, the person made the bracha, and then everybody said it out loud. So Shaar Ephraim says it's not an appropriate minhag, but at the same time, we have from very, very chashuva places and very chashuva paiskim that that was the minhag, so elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. Okay, now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. But I am the premium godim, the mashma, the year of likras mila. I said this already. But I am the alach machtan the shem shafrayim. But I am the sefer master rav shekasev. See what it says in from the gro. The hod the kasev amagan avram. This that the magan avram wrote. She year of likras belachash mitoychas sefer makayra. You should read along with the makayra. Heinu dafka shakayra betoycha chumash. That when the person reading the aftayra is reading from a chumash. When he reads, the Balkaira is reading it from a klaf, right? That's written kalacha, then you should just listen. Now, we have to understand what he's saying over here. So, as we said, we know that there's two minhagim. Some shuls, they have a navi that they read from. Other shuls, like ours, we read from a chumash, right? So, in our case, where we're reading from a Chumash, certainly everybody should read along with the Balkaira. But I am Shamaicha Kosev, the Mikro Haka Bakalaram, and my Kaira Tia Birchas Akaira Bracha Batala. That if everybody reads it out loud and nobody is hearing the Balkaira reading it, then it's a Bracha Batala. So, certainly there should be some people being close enough to hear the Brachas and hear the laning from the Balkaira. And they could read along quietly with the Balkaira. Says the Mechaber Sivav, Ein ha-mafter mafter, ad she-yigma goyo ligla sefer Torah. Most places know this, but sometimes you see where people make the mistake. The person reading the mafter cannot start the mafter until the galila is done. Okay, why? Why do we have to wait? Let's see the Mishavura. Ein ha-mafter heinu, she-ein r'shoy la-haschel lo-mafter ad she-yigmar. You cannot start the Torah. This includes the brachas. Until the galila is finished, the guy who got hagba and the guy who got galila, how is he supposed to listen to the avtayra if you start while he's still doing the galila? It's just like we have the halacha l'moshe m'sinai that we should listen to the laning. We also have the takanas chacham that we should listen to them after. That you have to wait as until Aftira is done, the Galila is done, including placing of the covering, the Me'il, on the, we call the Mentola, on the Sefer Torah. Now, before we get to this, Lamaitza, we do have to say there is a difference when we have the Hirat signs. After on a Monday and Thursday, where the Chazan starts the Hirat signs before the Galila is finished, and also we have times that, let's say, Rosh Chodesh, that Ashrei, or other times that Ashrei started right after the Galila, right after the Hagba. So there's a difference. By the Haftarah, the guys who did the Hagba and the Galila, they only have one opportunity to hear and be Yaitz of the Haftarah. That is right then and there. But if I have Hagba on a Monday and Thursday, what's the worst case scenario? The Chaz is going to get to Ashrei before the Hagba is done. I'll catch up with my Ashrei. I'll say it afterwards. right? So it's not, I'm not going to lose out by the fact that they start right away. But if they start on Shabbos, where we have the Birchas HaTorah and the HaTorah right away, if you start before I finish the Galila, then I'm going to lose out because I won't be able to hear it. Now, here's another important halacha that not everybody seems to know. Ein l'salek mal shulchan sefer hanevi'im ayachum shekarim be'amavta adach habracha. So the Bakara finishes, and people rush to go clean up the Chamashim and the Haftarah book, right? So you should make sure that you leave the sefer, whether it was the cloth or it was the actual chumash or the Tanakh book that we had, on the table, on the bima, until he finishes the bracha. Kadesh, because you're making the bracha on what you just read. So therefore, it should remain on the bima until you finish the bracha. Now, if you did take it off, you could still, Rabbi Yashar says, you can still make the bracha, but again, the appropriate thing is to leave it on there until afterwards. Let's start Siv Zayin. B'Shabbes, Shaparshis Mechubaris, when we have a Shabbos that we just had this 2 weeks in a row, but that we have a parshas that two parshas together. Maftirim b'avtira parsha shniyah. We do the avtira of the second parsha. Okay, says the Rama, va'ayin lekaman simin tavchavches. See what we say over there in simin tavchavches. Let's see the mishabranda shniyah shabam esayim. Remember, we said the mafta always goes with after what we finish. Which we're a week late for. There he goes through that which haftarahs do you do? Okay. Let's see the Rama. Says the Rama. Further in the Rama. There's a meaning by some people to do kamal arachmim for the neshamas of mason. And also to make a bracha for those we make the mishaberach, that is a minhag to do afterwards. So he says some do the kamale for people who yahrzeit is either that day or during the week. Others say that if you're able to do it during the week, let's say the yahrzeit is on Monday or on Thursday, you should do it then, not do it on Shabbos. But if the yahrzeit, let's say it's on Sunday, so then you have to do it on Shabbos. Others say you should do it by mincha. There's different every place should do based on the minhag. Let's see the Mishabura. You shouldn't say these things after Ashrei. All these things should be before Ashrei, as we do. Because after Ashrei, you can't make any hafsik. Why? We had a very similar concept by the Ishtabach, right? Remember, we said by the Ishtabach, the Kaddish was a bridge. It was a connection between the Pesukah of the Zimra and the Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Kaddish is connected to both of them. We weren't allowed to be mafsik in between the two, because it's not only a Kaddish for the after, it's a connection to the stuff we said before. So the same thing over here. The Kaddish is a connection to the Ashrei and a connection to the Shemone Esrei. So therefore, you should not be mafsik between the Ashrei with anything. The Kaddish that we say before the Amida, kind between Shemone Esrei, before Shemone Esrei, who koyal Ashrei Shemitchila, it's going on the Ashrei. I can't ain lahafsik the name. You shouldn't make a hafsik. The Yahalu Shaimrim, however, the Yahalu that we say to put the Sefer Torah back in our Kaddish, ain hafsik. That's not considered a hafsik. Umashin Ishtavi Aminik Kishiyash Choyla, Oichas Achatz and Sefer Torah Biyadi Lacha Ashrei, that when there's a Choyla, the Chazan holds on to the Sefer Torah after Ashrei. He makes the mishaberach of chaylum. He says goes ahead and he has a big hafsik between the ashrei and the kaddish. Shloikendinu, that's not appropriate. You should be making the mishaberach of chaylum beforehand when you are when before you do, but like we do it after the laning before the Ashrei, because as we said, between Ashrei and the Shmoneh Esrei and the Kaddish, there should not be a hefsek. The only one we have is Yahalalu, because that is not considered a hefsek. That's considered part of the tefillah. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Amir Hashem, we will continue on Monday.